You've put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating a storefront that lights you up, serves your clients well, and contributes significantly to the community you love. You are my hero, and I affectionately call you a rebel woman. Hey there, my name is Melissa Rose, a brick and mortar business owner with a handful of kiddos and a few passion projects that I head up like this one. I'm also your visibility coach and consultant for a service-based business like yours. I'm passionate about helping small business owners thrive in their community and become the only option in town for their industry. In this podcast, we're going to share the nitty-gritty of running a successful brick and mortar business by sharing stories, talking strategies, and learning practical tips to run a kick-ass business. Ready to be inspired, empowered, and equipped to create the small business of your dreams? Let's get real.
Hello, welcome to the Brick and Mortar Visibility Podcast. Today's episode is going to be juicy and meaty and all the good things, and I am super psyched about it. Before we dive in, though, first of all, I am a bit congested because, let's be real, it is glorious in Wisconsin where I live, and I was in my garden all weekend starting to talk to my daffodils and my other plants that are coming up so beautifully, and the ramifications or repercussions of the weekend is that Ms. Melissa Rose has the Kleenex box right next to me. So welcome. If you are brand new here, we talk all things SEO, mindset, running a brick and mortar. And today we are going to really dive in to making sure what you're doing right now is working for you going forward. And I'm really really excited about this because this came to me on my walk this morning. It hit me over the head with what I need to do in my business because let's be real, as business owners, we have a lot of things on our plate. We have a lot of things on our to-do list, and all of them at times feel urgent. The hardest thing I have, y'all, is trying to just strip away what truly is important because there are days where you're like, oh, that has to get done, that has to get done. Oh, and never mind being a mom and parent. Obviously, same thing, partner, running a household, all that on top of managing a team, doing all the things that run your brick and mortar. Okay, so today's going to be a little bit juicy and lovely, and I'm excited for you guys to listen. Before we dive in, though, your PSA is to go grab your social media post from last week and bring it on over to your Google Business profile. If you don't know what I mean by that, please go grab my Google Business Profile workshop. Completely free. It's about 35 minutes long. You can speed me up. But what this does is help you optimize your Google Business Profile so that you are starting the foundational job of great SEO. All right. And if you have been using it and taking advantage of it, you should see a bump in your SEO just simply by optimizing your Google Business Profile. All right. This is the very basic step in SEO optimization, and I walk you through exactly what you do, how to do it, what to say, where to do all the things, and little tricks behind the scenes as well. So go grab that workshop, completely free. And if after watching that workshop, you're like, okay, that makes sense, Melissa, I like it, I like what you have to say, I just don't want to do it, click a 20-minute call with me, and we can chit-chat and see if working together is right for you, all right? If you are a health and wellness provider, I have some great opportunities for you, so listen up. The first one is if you are local to the St. Croix Valley. So Hudson, Wisconsin, Stillwater, Minnesota, Woodbury, River Falls, that area. If you are a health and wellness provider specializing in mind, body, and soul, I invite you to be part of Healthy in the Valley. Healthy in the Valley is a great way to amplify your brand, your business, your services and offerings by partnering with Healthy in the Valley. Healthy in the Valley is the area's best wellness providers and resources in the St. Croix Valley, all in one place. And our mission for Healthy in the Valley is to encourage and empower our community to make choices about their health and wellness that support them and the local businesses around them, so the entire community can thrive. If that sounds like something you want to learn more about, please go to healthyinthevalley.com and then just scroll down a little bit and you'll see a blue button that says Become a Member of Healthy in the Valley. Click that button and you will see all the features and benefits of being part of this organization. And it's also a really great introductory way to work with me over the course of 6 months. So check it out if you are a health and wellness provider in the St. Croix Valley. Now, if you're a health and wellness provider nationwide, worldwide, I have an offer for you. This is from past podcast guest Joanna Sapir. She has a workshop from May 6th to the 10th called Empowered Practitioner Event, and this is the third time she's offering it. It's 5 days of sessions designed to help wellness practitioners create a resilient business that attracts high-quality clients and creates steady, predictable income in their practice. If you're interested, the link is below, but it's joannasapir.com/empowered. Again, just scroll through those show notes here and click on it. It'll take you right to our landing page. It's a free workshop geared to help those health and wellness providers. Now, into today's podcast. For those of you that don't know, I am a studio owner. I have been a studio owner for 15 years. I have 5 kids. I'm a single mom, and my plate is full, as is yours. I know you are, because we all are high achievers and we like to do a lot of things. And as I was taking my walk this morning, I really genuinely record my podcast in real time because I just want it to be real and passionate each time. And I was taking my morning walk this morning at 5:30 and listening to a podcast myself. I'm getting my learning on. And James Clear was on this podcast. If you have not read Atomic Habits, you must. It is a must read for business owners. I am being bossy. I am shooting you. And this book is brilliant in how he lays out foundations. So the podcast host that I was listening to, I'm no problem. Dave Ramsey. I was listening to Entree Leadership. I just love his podcast. And he said, so James Clear, how do you help business owners who are doing all the things, juggling all the things, and every day seems different? How do you help them prioritize habits and creating good habits? And James Clear came back and said, I would ask them, what habit are you doing that is propelling you for your future self? Or in other words, what's going to help work for you now and in the future? And I just went, ding, 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 ding. This is why I am so passionate about SEO. And we are going to get into the reasons why. All right. So number one, long-term visibility. So many of you, because all of you, not all of you, but so many of you say, hey, Miss Melissa, do you do social media? I need help with my social media. And I do it. I just cringe if you are not doing SEO first, because social media, you will have you have your people, you have your page, you have your Facebook page. I heard this stat from a brick and mortar business marketing person. And if you have under 10,000 followers, about 6% of your people see your posts. If you have over 10,000 followers, that number drops down to about 3%. Okay? 3%. All right. And in order to run ads through Facebook, you need to be posting every day just to help Facebook know exactly who you're talking to. And yes, you can go behind with ads manager, but they want you posting every day. And that is just a hamster wheel. It's a hamster wheel of creating content that engages visually, copywriting, all the things. And it is just a nonstop hamster wheel. Where SEO, you guys, when you do a blog post with keywords that are right for your people, that lives on your website and it doesn't disappear. It doesn't get hidden. Same thing with podcasting here. Podcasting is lifelong. Like, people can come back to this years and years later. You could scroll back forever and ever and ever in your social, but no, people don't do that. They're going to go to your website. They're going to go to a place that makes sense to find history. And that's why your SEO, your blogs are so important, because long-term visibility. This also ensures that your future customers are finding you organically over time. I just had a new customer walk in my doors last week. And I, as always, say, who told you about us? Not what or how, who told you about us? And she kind of paused and looked at me and she goes, well, I Googled you. And you came up first for class. And I just smiled and said, okay, thank you. And then I document that. You guys, it has been Google for the past 50 clients. People just aren't talking to each other anymore. They're not coming in my doors because of the Instagram post I did. They're coming in my doors because they Googled me because they wanted and needed my services. And that is because I have been super consistent at my SEO, making sure my keywords are the keywords that they are searching for. Which brings me into number two, your targeted audience. All right, so SEO allows you a target specific keywords. So like I did with that studio, she was searching adult tap classes. Boom, I come up first. I dominate adult dance classes anywhere. I am a top rated dance studio in the Twin Cities area, and I am in Wisconsin, Western Wisconsin. And adult dance classes is where I dominate. I get so many people coming to my studio, my little studio in Hudson, Wisconsin, from across the river from Minnesota, because we dominate that keyword. And it's just been intentional to draw and pull people in. And that is what you have. So you have the ability to really target what you want coming in your doors by using those keywords in your descriptions of your products and services, and also in your blogs. Yes, can you do this on social media? Absolutely. You can do ads and target people in groups and in neighborhoods and in demographics, age, and what they make, and if they're parents or not. Yes, you can do it, and I do that. However, I am trusting a third party, Facebook, to put it out to those people and hope that those people click on it, and then maybe hope that they give me their information, and then maybe hope that they finally walk in the door and try a class. That is so much hoping and money and time. Where if I really am dialed in on my blogs and my content and the way I word my content so that I'm wording it exactly how my people are searching for it, when they want it, it shows up, it's in their face, it makes sense to them, it's clear, and they walk in my doors because they wanted it and they needed it now. That's exactly what happens, you guys. When they want your services, they want it now. They don't want to go see it in an ad, and they're like, oh, yeah, think about that, and 2 years later, all right? So that is why getting your target market, knowing exactly who you are, and who you talk to and who your people are and speaking the words that they speak makes so much sense for your SEO and making sure that's implemented within your blog post. And I always say blog post because we need to be updating our website at least once a month, if not twice. Blogs are the easiest way to do that, but also within the copy and the description. My number three point, trust and credibility. You guys, so much energy is wasted on how many likes, how much engagement you got on social. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing, because here's the deal. I have to laugh. I get caught up in it as well. It's very easy. The comparison game, oh my gosh, it sucks. And with my brick and mortar consulting agency, if you look at my brick and mortar likes, follows, it's crickets. It's like, really? Really? One, two. Thank you, Susie Q, for liking my post. But you guys, people, so many people watch your stuff without applauding you. All right? So that's on social. And that can really be a brain, I'm not going to say it, but it's a mind blank, all right? And when you're growing a business and wanting people to approve and seek and like you, that can really mess with you, all right? Now, keep in mind, I've been in business 15 years with my brick and mortar studio. It's the same over there. A few likes here and there. However, you go to Google, you search what we have, we are hands down top-rated studio. And we have that with stellar five-star reviews across the board. We have over 130, I think 8 right now. And my closest competition has 46. You guys, when people are searching for you, those Google reviews are gold. You can't do that on social. You can go vet them on social, and that's what most people do. They'll Google you, and then they'll go maybe click on your social just to make sure that you're active or see the latest post. They're not really caring how many people liked it. They're just wanting to make sure you're still in business, and okay, it all lines up. So that is why I really invest in a system within my studio business to make sure that we are consistently getting those Google reviews, and it's not 50 at one time. They trickle in monthly, and they are pertinent to what we do and connecting to future clients. So that is why trust and credibility is built with that Google business profile, because when you come up first and the people shout you out for you, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer for people to walk in your doors and check your services. Now I want to talk about cost. If you are going to do anything, it's going to cost you. One of my coaches said, it's going to cost you either way. It's going to cost you with your time or with your money. So which do you want to use? And chances are you're going to use a little bit of both either way, right? So with SEO, there usually is an upfront cost of time if you're going to do it yourself. This is going to take some time, all right? Let's say you're hiring it out. You're going to pay an agency, and it's going to be a chunk of change up front. You're going to be like, okay, all right. You might think twice before investing. However, that is working on your keyword optimization. It's getting things lined up and properly labeled, your meta tags properly, descriptions labeled out. You're going to have blog posts written, possibly. It's all going to work for you, and it's going to work for you in the future. Like once you get this set up, same with your Google business profile. Once you get it set up, it is pretty much cut, copy, paste, leave it alone, check in quarterly, check in yearly. Yes, there are things you can do weekly, like I suggest to you, your Google business profile update, but you don't have to do it daily, all right? Now, social media, there is a definite cost there if you do ads. And yes, they can produce results, but it usually requires a huge financial investment to maintain that visibility from the competition. So although SEO requires upfront effort and potentially ongoing optimization, it can provide a huge return on investment over time. And that's why I call it the compound effect of SEO. Because the blog posts that I've written years ago still come up and still are pertinent to searches that people have. For example, a birthday party. If people want to have a birthday party, they'll search places to hold a birthday party in Hudson, Wisconsin, and we come up first. That blog post was written years ago. All right, your social posts don't perform like that. And that is why another reason your SEO is so important. Which finally brings me to number 5, evergreen content. I brought up the birthday party. There's other things that we have done, masterclasses. We have talked about the facility. That is all evergreen content. It's not necessarily changing day to day. So with your products and with your services, you can write a blog post on your top performing service or your most profitable service that you want to get more out, more in, more people in the doors and using the product or service. And that is a blog post that is evergreen, that comes up. Those best blog posts are people's questions. Marcus Sheridan is the author of They Ask, You Answer. And anytime somebody asks you a question, if you have heard it multiple times, that is a blog post for you that you need to write and create and optimize so that it is working for you and you don't have to answer that question over and over and over. It will come up and you can point people to that direction. You can put it in your email newsletter. You can regurgitate it every year and tweak it and update it. And I talk about that with different tools and tips in writing blog posts, but your content becomes evergreen. I use the word duplicatable in quotes. People are seeing it over and over and over in different ways at different times. And you did the work a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, like that birthday post, like that was years ago when I first started doing blogs. And it comes up first when people ask about birthday parties in Hudson, Wisconsin. So how cool is that? The work I did 5 years ago is still working for me. And that's what we want here. We want this for you. That's a whole point of SEO, is that yes, you put some time and energy into it, but then it works for you. And the longer you stay in business, the more it's going to work for you, because you have that longevity, the word of mouth, the brand recognition. There's nothing better than having a brand. When people know your brand, but they don't know you, they've never experienced your services, but they just know, oh yeah, the dancing house in town, you got to take your kids there. Or, oh, if you want to learn how to dance, go to the dancing house. They've never danced with me. They've never taken class with me, but they just know because of the brand recognition within the community. And that is what great SEO can do for you. I know what it's like to be a business owner. I know all the things that we have to do. Mondays are my marketing day, and I have a few businesses that I juggle that I have to promote, keep in front of people. I know it's a lot. And then many of you are in the same boat. We're passionate. We have lots of things in our minds and in our hands that we have to do. And I want you just to think about what you are doing today. Can this be work that is compounding over time? Just as you do your finances, can this compound over time? Is the work I'm doing today going to help me tomorrow and in the future and maybe years from now? And that is why SEO for me is the answer for your business. All right, my brick and mortar business owner, and those of you that don't have a storefront yet, but your goals are to have a storefront, to hang that shingle and have your brand out in the public to serve your community well. You are my hero. You get up, you create something great, and the market says you are needed, you are valued, you are wanted. And I want you to be the only option in town by making sure people can find you, like you, and trust you faster than your competition. Competition is good, but I want you to be the only option in town. Have a great week, everybody. If you like the podcast, please like, follow, do all the things, share it with your besties, share it on your stories, tag me so that I can shout you out. And if you really enjoyed it, I would be so honored if you left an honest rating and review on your favorite platform that you are listening. It means the world to me, and it helps this show get out to more people. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We will see you here, same time, same place next week. Peace. Bye-bye.